Hello to all listeners out there in Radioland, at home and on ships at sea. This is your mystery host, Martin Hill Ortiz. As part of tonight's wireless broadcast, I am delighted to have with me Alan Priest, the leading figure from the recent suspense novel 424, available now from Oliver Heber Books. How goes your life and your world, Alan? No rest for the weary. You are staying busy. These are weary times. Thank you for having me. You are welcome. Floor 24 tells a riveting tale of mystery and action set in the good old roaring 20s. Prohibition, just 10 years back when our country was dry. Hard to imagine these days. Prohibition was hardly sober. I can personally swear to that. Floor 24 tells a rather amazing story. How would you sum it up? I was working for the Evening World. That's the New York Evening World, the Pulitzer paper for those listeners outside our humble town. Yes, the New York Evening World. It was Decoration Day, Memorial Day. And you are a veteran. Yes. And being a day off, I was walking along Broadway, determined to find a watering hole, a speakeasy, when I passed in front of the Adams Express building. It's an immense downtown structure, 33 stories tall. Suddenly, a pen came crashing down from out of nowhere and exploded on the sidewalk at my feet, like a bolt of lightning, like a meteor. And on this pen was the name of business, Caroline Fritch Designs, 24th floor. Being a news hound, I thought I'd investigate and demand an apology or some such matter. They could have killed you. They could have. When I got to Caroline Fritch's business, I found the office empty and the window open and the curtain flapping. In front of the window ledge were scrapings on the floor and a single shoe. Looking outside, I saw the body of a woman on the street below. She must have fallen while you were going up in the elevator. Fallen, or else thrown. That's what I figured. Or what I would have figured if I had time to think. Suddenly, a couple of hands landed on my back end and someone tried pushing me out of the window. I struggled free and the man made a run for it. Like a loony, I ran after him. By the time I got to the stairwell, a policeman joined me in the chase. Before I could stop him, the killer did in the cop and escaped. With no witnesses, I found myself blamed for both murders. From then on, I had to prove myself innocent. As for how that happened, you'll need to read the book. Remarkable. Without giving away the whole of the story, we should give a nod to a fascinating lady, Lorraine Marquette. Lorraine gets credit for half of all that happened. She helps tell my story. Our story. She worked as a hostess in a gentleman's club in the Adams building and took me in, stashing me, keeping me safe from some hostile cops. She went on to hold her own against gangsters and tough cops, and together, we solved the mystery. Having read it, I can say truly a heart-pounding adventure. For those not in our studio, I would like to note that Mr. Priest is missing his right hand. Did that happen during the Great War? Yes. Would you like to tell us the story? I tried slapping a Hun officer when he suddenly raised his bayonet. And it cut off your hand? That doesn't sound possible. A French cat house who is a jealous lover with a meat cleaver. Are you jesting with me? It's none of your goddamn language, Mr. Priest. This is a family show. I don't owe an explanation to any goddamn lily liver. We'll be right back after this word from Tusk Brand Hand Soap. Choose Tusk Brand, as tough as ivory.